Hi, everybody, from Donnybrook International Speedway, Brainerd, Minnesota. This is Ernie Martz, along with Donald Davidson, Publicity Director of the United States Automobile Club, to bring you this doubleheader weekend racing event here in Donnybrook, 6 miles north of Brainerd, Minnesota. Now, this broadcast is brought to you by Northland Homes, by Imported Auto Parts, by Northwestern Bell Telephone Company, by STP, by Minor Ford Incorporated, and by Polaris. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in lap number 29 of a 34-lap event in this first of two 100-mile heats to determine the Donnybrook United States Automobile Club champion for the championship Indy cars. On the track, some of the greatest names in racing today. Mario Andretti, Al Unser, A.J. Foyt, David Hobbs, Bobby Unser, Gordon Johncock, Sam Posey. They're all here today to compete for $32,000 in prize money plus accessory awards. Donald Davidson will be Mike's side in just a couple of moments to discuss our leaders in today's race, who are in lap 29. Leading the race, Dan Gurney from Santa Ana, California. In second place, Gordon Johncock. In third place, Mario Andretti. And Al Unser is in fourth place. Al Unser was on the pole for the start of this 100-mile heat with a record-shattering 116-plus miles per hour average here to get the pole position this afternoon. You know, the largest imported auto parts store in the Northwest has that replacement part for your imported car. It's the Imported Auto Parts Corporation with 18,000 replacement parts for all the types of imported cars and with accessories for imported and domestic cars. And something more. Replacement parts and accessories for all snowmobiles and everything from suits, boots, and hard drives to snowmobiling fun. Imported Auto Parts Corporation has outlets in Minneapolis and St. Paul with a block-long store at 1300 West Lake Street in Minneapolis. Imported Auto Parts Corporation has Semperit tires, Castrol oil, Coney shock absorbers. It has fancy wood steering wheels, jewelry items, jackets and insignias, and even dune buggies. So why look around for replacement parts for your imported car? Go to the one place in this area where you're certain to find it among the 18,000 foreign car replacement parts they have at all times. And when you call at the Imported Auto Parts Corporation, tell them you heard the Donnybrook broadcast. We'd appreciate it. They have a gift for you. Offer expires September 20th. Imported Auto Parts Corporation outlets in Minneapolis and St. Paul, largest in the Northwest and in business since 1958. Well, our leaders, Dan Gurney, Gordon Johncock, Mario Andretti, and Al Unser. And Donald Davidson from the United States Automobile Club, it looks like quite a race here today as we move into the closing moments.
Yes, it certainly does, Ernie. Dan Gurney dropped back quite considerably at the start of the race. He started some way back, and then when they took the green flag, he dropped back to about 10th place, and then gradually worked his way back up. Gordon Johncock took the lead at the start and led most of the race. Dan Gurney got ahead of him just a few laps ago, going into the first turn, but Johncock was able to get back into the lead before they completed the lap, so Gurney didn't get credit for leading the race at that point. And then just a few moments ago, he took over the lead, and now he's got about a 10-car length lead over Johncock.
Well, it's good to see Dan Gurney here, and he came to race, there's no question about it, and he brought his young protege with him, Swede Savage, who's running very well today, too.
He certainly is. Swede is making his championship debut today, and he's running in fifth place, which is quite remarkable.
Let's go to turn number four and Tom Ambrose. Tom?
Thank you, Ernie. As we watch them come through here, they've had a little bit of trouble as they had in the Continental Championship about a month ago.
Your attention, please. We need some... the accident at the end of the main straightaway, but you'll have to check with Ted Lake at the start-finish line first. So check with Ted Lake at the start-finish line. We need some Donnybrook security people over at the end of the main straightaway.
As we were saying, Ernie, as they had a little trouble coming into turn five in the Continental Championship about a month ago, they still have a tendency to get a little bit wide as they did this time, bringing up a cloud of dust. It's number 62, and that's George Former in the Retzlaff Chemical Special, running a very smooth race nevertheless. Back to you.
Okay, and thank you very much, Tom Ambrose. In turn number four is Dan Gurney, everybody's all-American racer, continues to lead our racing activity in this first of two 100-mile heats for $32,000 prize money. The action is blistering fast on this 6 miles north of Brainerd, Minnesota. It's 3 miles long, 60 feet wide asphalt down the main straightaway, which stretches 4,200 feet, running from west to east as we sit on the north side of the track facing south. It's in an irregular D formation with 10 turns, 7 rights and 3 lefts. Plenty fast as they move through the traps at the end of the straight of 190 to 195 miles an hour, backing off into turn number one, which is a sweeping right-hander, 7.5-degree bank, at 170 to 175 miles per hour. Turns 2, 3, and 4 a little more difficult as they back off into speeds of 90, 80, 70, and 60 miles per hour. However, the average speeds here have been as high as 116 plus miles per hour, which Al Unser accomplished earlier today to get the pole position for this starting event. Now let's go to turn number 8 and Donnybrook Network reporter Lauren Thompson.
Thank you, Ernie Martz. Just the last time they came around, Mario Andretti and is having quite a battle for third place, along with, I believe it's Unser, and they're really battling as they came around here. The last time, too, John Cock was trying to go high on the outside to try to get back into the lead, but he couldn't quite make it as they came around here, and I noticed the last two times now, John Cock's tried to make a move on this turn, but it's pretty hard to take this turn high, and he's had to come back inside and drop behind. Now back to you.
Well, this race began just about 1 hour ago, and it's a 34-lap event. On the 10th lap, we had a mishap on the far end of the straight when Hamilton lost the third. Lost control of his car, trying to draft George Fulmer. Lost control, went rolling three times off the track, losing a wheel, and then up against the fence. Hamilton Moss walked away from that accident. No spectators were injured, and we're all very thankful for that. Hamilton Moss running in what we believe is a championship race today. The race continued under the yellow flag for three laps and then moved along into the blistering pace they've been setting since on about lap number 13. Dan Gurney made his move on lap number 15 when he moved into second place past Mario Andretti. Rutherford pitted on the 21st lap, moving Foyt from 8th to 5th, and I believe that's where Foyt is running now with Gurney our leader. Don?
Yes, Gurney, there's actually 10 cars on the track at this time, and the top 10 are Dan Gurney, Gordon Johncock, Al Unser, Mario Andretti, Swede Savage, Mark Donahue, George Palmer, A.J. Foyt, Mike Mosley, and David Hobbs. Those that are out of the race are Bobby Unser, Roger McCluskey, Johnny Rutherford, and Bill Simpson.
All right, and right you are. We might add that Dan Gurney is driving a championship car of his own design and construction, a Dan Gurney Eagle. And he's been one of the, or rather the only Grand Prix driver, I believe, ever to win a World Grand Prix race with a U.S. car.
Well, he was, yes, he won the 1967 Belgian Grand Prix, and it was the first time since 1921 that an American driver in an American car won.
All aboard for Brainerd, Marshfield, Mankato, St. Cloud, Prescott, Virginia, Rice Lake, and Duluth.
Hey, wait a minute. What's with this all aboard?
Well, confidentially, I don't know how to tell folks about Northland Homes' 8 locations in the 62nd Commercial.
Oh, I get it. You mean Northland, the Midwest housing leader.
Sure. You know, they've got mobile homes, manufactured homes, even recreational and travel homes, and they're a full-service company.
Well, tell it like it is.
Okay.
Brainerd, Marshfield, Mankato, St. Cloud, Prescott, Virginia, Rice Lake, and Duluth. All aboard!
And now back trackside, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a sudden turn of events back on the tight side of the course. Dan Gurney must have been experiencing some problems with his Eagle, and Gordon Johncock went by him to win this first 34-lap event. Gordon Johncock, the winner. Don Davidson, what a turn of events here.
Yeah, obviously Dan must have either, well, we don't know at this point, we're only speculating, but he either ran out of fuel or else got off the course, because Johncock came around still at racing speed, and Dan Gurney came out of the 10th turn running quite well, but at a considerably reduced rate, and then just cruised over the line to take second place.
Well, that's quite of a turn of events. Gordon Johncock of Hastings, Michigan, in the Gilmore Broadcasting Special, an Eagle Ford, passing the guy who built the Eagles, Dan Gurney, just about in the last seconds of the 34th lap to win this first heat. Gordon Johncock, a very happy winner. And the cars will be lighting up and gritting again for the second heat in minutes, and we'll bring all the exciting action and events to you. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, from Donnybrook. In this first 100-lap, rather 100-mile event, Gordon Johncock, your winner. Now, we'd like to point out that only 15 cars started this race. We hope perhaps to have more on the grid the next time around, but 15 started. A total of 29 Indy Championship cars entered up here at Donnybrook for this event for $32,000. 15 started, several dropped out. Hamilton Voss escaped serious injury, entirely in a very spectacular mishap at the east side of the 4,200-foot straightaway to our left as we look down the straight. Voss moving in to try to draft George Fulmer, lost control of his car, started to spin, then rolled over three times off the track, some 60 feet onto the grass coming up against the fence. Fortunately, nobody, spectators or driver, were injured in that accident. That happened on the 10th lap. The race continued under the yellow flag, according to USAC rules. And for three laps, they picked up action again on lap number 14 and took off from there. We'll have the rest of the finishing positions for you in just a matter of seconds. Well, they're all here, Mario Andretti, A.J. Foyt, Roger McCluskey, here at Donnybrook, as George Montgomery continues to bring Upper Midwest racing fans the absolute best in automobile racing today.
Well, that word is speed, fans, and it's the all-important element in auto racing. And when speed is as important to you as it is out here on the track, let the Yellow Pages help you find what you're looking for fast. You need some new furniture. Well, you find it fast in the Yellow Pages under Furniture. Look over the list and then pick the dealer whose message, location, and other special features appeals to your particular needs. The Yellow Pages makes it easy and fast. And if you want to find a particular brand of tire for your car, well, you'll find it fast in the Yellow Pages under Tire Dealers Retail. There you'll see the familiar brand name and the dealers who sell it, any of whom will be glad to help you with your driving needs. So at home or away, let the Yellow Pages help you find the services and products you want and know about. Everything is right there in the Yellow Pages. They're handy and they're fast. The Yellow Pages of your telephone directory is a real time saver.
Well, back trackside at Donnybrook, ladies and gentlemen, on Friday, practice and qualifying began, and at that time, the young man from Nazareth, Pennsylvania, Mario Andretti, the 1969 Indianapolis 500 winner, startled racing fans here as he set a blistering pace and a new track record for qualifying of 114.686 miles per hour. However, that record stood until this morning when they took the track again. And Al Unser of Albuquerque, New Mexico, in a Vels Parnelli Jones Ford Special, Lola Ford, set a brand new track record and set his Parnelli Jones Ford Lola Ford on the pole. We talked with Al Unser earlier on Friday, and we hope to have an interview coming up for you in just a moment. Reviewing for you, Mario Andretti, two-time national champion of the United States Auto Club, rookie of the year at Indianapolis in 1965, was second place in all-time United States Auto Club point standings, and winner of the 1967 Daytona 500. Pole position winner at the Indianapolis races in 1966 and 1967, the Sebring Grand Prix Endurance winner of 1967. Mario continued to be the National Easter Seal Teenage Safety Council chairman. He was recipient of the 1967 Ford Motor Company Award for being the person that had done the most for the betterment of auto racing. We talked with Al Unser earlier on Friday about Donnybrook and his racing endeavors here.
Well, Al Unser, Al, welcome to Donnybrook, and how's it going out here? How's the car running, and what do you think of the track?
Well, the car's running pretty good. I've had a little engine problems today, but other than that, it's doing pretty good, and it's a beautiful racetrack. I think it's going to be a very fast race and a very exciting race.
How are things going for you this year? Do you feel you're getting all the breaks, or just a few of them, I guess? Huh?
Well, I've had a little bad luck this year, as you know, when I broke my ankle at the Speedway.
Right,
I didn't get around the Speedway, and then I've won two races this year, so I don't feel like I've lost out completely yet.
Well, I saw you at the Tony Bettenhausen 200 in Milwaukee, and was that the first race you ran when you came back after the...
No, it was about the fourth or fifth.
Oh, that's
race.
Yeah. I guess I'm a little remiss here, but I did see you there, and you ran a good race, and it's a pleasure to have you up here with all the USAC fellas. How do you find your accommodations here in the Brainerd area? You got a good place to stay?
Oh, very nice. Yeah, we're staying at the Breezy Point Motel, and very beautiful. This is just beautiful country up in here. In fact, I'd like to come up here and have a little vacation.
Good fishing, too, Al. Do you fish?
Yes, I do. I like to fish when I can get some.
Okay. Al Unser, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
So you have Al Unser, a short interview that we recorded on Friday, and our winner of the first heat here at Donnybrook. We have two 100-mile events here. The winner of the first heat just concluded a matter of minutes ago was Gordon Johncock of Hastings, Michigan, in the Gilmore Broadcasting Special Eagle Ford. And I suppose if Dan Gurney was going to be passed by anybody, I suppose he'd like to be passed by another Eagle. Don Davidson, come on in. You have the other finishing positions.
Yes, Ernie, this is, of course, unofficial at this point. We had 15 starters. The winner was Gordon Johncock in car number 12, which was the Gilmore Broadcasting Special. Second was Dan Gurney in number 48, the Olsenide Eagle. Third was Al Unser. Fourth was Mario Andretti. Fifth was Sweet Savage. Sixth, Mark Donahue. All those cars completed 34 laps. In seventh place, one lap down, was George Palmer. In eighth place was A.J. Foyt. In ninth place was Mike Mosley. In tenth place was David Hobbs. Now, Palmer, Foyt, and Mosley all completed 33 laps. David Hobbs in tenth place had 32 laps. 11th was Johnny Rutherford with 20 laps. 12th, Bill Simpson with 12 laps. 13th, Bobby Unser with 11 laps. 14th, Hamilton Voss III with 8 laps. And 15th was Roger McCluskey with 7 laps. The drivers who could not start, they had qualification times but could not start, were Sam Posey, Jerry Hansen, Art Pollard, Al Laquasto, and Ludwig Heimrath. Now, hopefully some of those cars that could not start the first race will be able to start the second race.
I notice there's a lot of activity in the pits. Right you are, Donald. I'm sure that all of these drivers, as competitive as they are going to try to get out here for this second heat, which will be another 100 miles or 34 laps, which will get underway, I think, in about 25 or 30 minutes. We have a lot to talk about and a lot of very interesting people to visit with. But again, our winner was Gordon Johncock of Hastings, Michigan, in an Eagle Ford. He won the first heat here at Donnybrook. Now, we had a 200-mile stock car race yesterday that got underway at 2 o'clock. And about 2 hours later, after a real battle out here, and it was something else, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, Don White of Keokuk, Iowa, was our winner. Don's pretty happy. He's been around a long time, Don, and he has two in a row now, doesn't he? Two wins?
Yes, he's done exceptionally well. In fact, I think he's won something like 4 out of the last 6 races. Don's been driving for almost 20 years, and he's one of the most outstanding dirt track stock car drivers in history. He's a 2-time USAC champion, and he's in a very good position to become a 3-time champion at the moment. Roger McCluskey, A.J. Foyt, and Don White are running the top 3 in the stock car point standings, and there is only 267 points separating first from third place. So while A.J. Foyt and Roger McCluskey are running here today at Donnybrook in the championship race, Don White is running at the Kokona track in Wisconsin and has an excellent chance to pull a little closer to the other two.
Well, Don Davidson, you're always welcome to sit into this microphone with me anytime because I know that you're the PhD of racing, at least I call you that, and in particular, the United States Automobile Club events. And I'm going to try to stump you periodically throughout the broadcast on, you know, finishers and winners of the Indianapolis 500 since it started. Would you mind?
No, if there's a lull, I don't mind doing that.
If there's a lull. Well, I'll start off right now, and I'll ask you, who finished last in the first Indianapolis 500?
Well, that would be 1911, and they had 40 starters that year. 40th was Art Grenier driving an Amplex.
All right. An Amplex? Is that an Amplex? Oh, you don't know where that was built, do you, by any chance?
It was built by the Simplex Motor Company.
Amplex by Simplex. You're putting me on. I can't believe it. Okay, Donald Davidson, and we'll get back to you in just a couple of minutes. Mario Andretti is racing at Donnybrook today, and I'm sure you'll recognize this.
This is Sid Collins, the voice of the Indianapolis 500, here in Victory Lane to interview this year's winner, Mario Andretti. Mario, congratulations for turning in that record speed of 156.867 miles an hour. How's it feel to finally win your first 500-mile race?
It's just fantastic, Sid.
I know the name of your car is the STP Oil Treatment Special, but did you also use the new STP gas treatment in your fuel for this race?
Yes. It helps the fuel that you have burn cleaner for cleaner combustion and cleaner spark plugs and everything else.
If you can feel the difference STP gas treatment makes in your winning race car, Mario, it must make a tremendous difference in the way folks' passenger cars perform, too.
That's why I recommend it.
You always use it in your own passenger cars?
Yes, I certainly do in all my cars.
Drivers, take a tip from Indianapolis 500-mile race winner Mario Andretti. Next time you fill up your tank, add a can of STP gas treatment. Just pour it in and pour it on.
And it's a great day for racing at Donnybrook today, ladies and gentlemen. Temperatures in the low 80s. There's hardly a cloud in the sky. We had a frontal system move through here at about 6:30 this morning. It dumped quite a lot of rain on the area. We had to wait for about 45 minutes before the track surface would dry until practice and qualifying could get underway. So we got started just a little late this afternoon in our first heat which started about 10 minutes past 2. It was originally scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon. So it's a beautiful day. Winds are light from the southwest, I'd say at about 8 or 9 miles per hour. Track conditions are perfect for racing. Low 80s, humidity is not very high. We have an estimated 20 to 25,000 fans on hand. And at this time, we'd like to acknowledge the presence of the Corvette Club of Minnesota, the large contingents of automobiles and drivers from the Mustang Club of Minnesota. We also have some classic car people here, and we have a lot of visitors from all over the area. We notice a lot of license plates from Chicago, Indiana, North and South Dakota, Iowa, and a lot of folks down from our good neighbor to the north, Canada. And what a great thrill it is to see all of the fans here at Donnybrook for this final racing event of the year. Don, what do you have here?
Gordon Johncock beat Dan Gurney. It's rather interesting. In a race at Castle Rock, a USAC National Championship race at the Continental Divide Raceway in Castle Rock, which is just outside of Denver, in July, Gordon Johncock won a race there with Dan Gurney finishing second. And it's rather interesting here that Dan Gurney began racing in 1955 and one of the country's, probably the country's most outstanding Grand Prix driver, and one of the greatest Grand Prix drivers of all time. And yet Gordon Johncock, who came up through the ranks of super modifieds and sprint cars on half-mile tracks, only drove road races for the first time in 1967, and he suddenly became very proficient on the road course and has now beaten Dan Gurney in two championship races this year.
Well, the All-American came through town a little early, Dan Gurney, and we met him and talked with him, and what a great, credit he is to automotive racing, and it's really a privilege to have him here today. Now, Mark Donahue is also here, and he opted for this event in place of the Can-Am, which is being run at Bridgehampton this weekend. Mark is competing here. We talked with him a little earlier in the day, and we're going to have an interview with Mark coming up in just a few moments.
Mustang, a goodies catalog, and Carol Shelby, chances are you'd wind up with a new Shelby GT428 Cobra Jet, available only at the new Minor Ford, Minnesota's exclusive and only Shelby Cobra dealer. And here at Donnybrook, there are two Shelby Cobras on display, and you're invited to stop in at Minor Ford and inspect or drive one. Now, the Shelby Cobras are racing-oriented, all the way from the heavy-duty suspension system to the fire-breathing Ram Air engine. Now, whether you choose the GT500 or the more moderate GT350, the Shelby delivers limousine luxury with sports car performance and styling. Excitement plus beautiful styling are yours when you own a Shelby Cobra, a convertible or fastback from the new Minor Ford, Minnesota's exclusive and only Shelby Cobra dealer. So see their impressive lineup of muscle cars parked on Performance Corner. That's the new Minor Ford, 18th and Central Avenue, Northeast Minneapolis, right in the heart of Ford country.
And now, fans, let's go trackside to the far reaches of this 420-acre motorsport park and bring in Tom Ambrose in turn number 4 with his impressions of the first heat today's race.
Thank you, Ernie. We're standing out here now with the still the first heat of the race fresh in our minds, watching the corner crews getting the both 4 and 5 with the oil soaker that they have here to get the track clean and in shape for the second heat. Everything seems to be in readiness. It was really interesting to watch these guys, the first chance that I have had to watch what you call the superstars of racing, names that are legend: Foyt, Unser, Gurney, Johncock, Pollard, who went out, didn't start, but was out here early this morning turning some very impressive laps. It was very exciting, and Mario Andretti, who I think we'll hear more of in the second heat, had a little bit of trouble, it seems, coming through here in 5 and 6. He lost it once or twice, ended up in the outside gravel, and I think that he has probably learned his lesson now and is going to be much tougher in the second race. Back to you, Ernie.
Okay, Tom Ambrose, thank you very much.
There's a Polaris snowmobile for everyone. The frisky Playmate, fun-loving Charger, luxury Mustang, sporty TX Series. Polaris snowmobiles, built better, last longer, perform better. Winter was designed for Polaris.
Polaris, snowy hills, Polaris, happy girls, Polaris, really set you free.
Okay, back to action here at Donnybrook International Speedway in Brainerd, Minnesota, Ernie Marks, trackside. And we're now waiting for the next race, which will be another 100-mile affair through 34 laps. Our winner of the first event for the Indy Championship cars here was Gordon Johncock. Donald Davidson, publicity director for the United States Automobile Club, I think you have some background on one of our drivers here. Which one should we pick?
Well, we have three national champions and three Indianapolis winners here today, Ernie. We have A.J. Foyt, a five-time national champion, a three-time Indianapolis 500 winner. He's the defending national stock car champion, and he finished third in the 200-mile race here yesterday and is running second in the point standings behind Roger McCluskey. A.J. is tabbed by many as the greatest driver ever to be produced by the United States, and he's certainly been the most successful driver since the war. Mario Andretti is a two-time national champion, striving to become a three-time national champion. He's leading the point standings by a considerable margin this year. He won the Indianapolis 500 and has won a number of championship races along the trail this year. From his first championship race victory at the Indianapolis Raceway Park back in 1965, and Mario is now hasn't finished worse than second in the championship standing since 1965. He's won it in 65 and 66. Those were the years that he was the champion. He was second behind A.J. Foyt in 1967 and was second behind Bobby Unser last year, and now currently leading it by a pretty good margin. We also have Bobby Unser, who is the defending national champion, the 1968 Indianapolis 500 winner. So with those three, along with drivers the stature of Dan Gurney and Mark Donahue, we really do have the superstars here today.
And let's not forget my old friend there, Sam Posey. Sam's here with a fully automatic transmission car for the first time, I understand. Plymouth powered?
Yes, Sam was running laps in practice at in qualifying at 1 minute and 35 seconds bracket, which was only 3 seconds slower than Allen's pole position, but he suffered mechanical problems and wasn't able to start, and I understand that they were going to try and start the first race after it had already started, and since they weren't able to do that, hopefully that Sam Posey will be able to start the second race.
Well, there's been a lot of speculation here, Donald, by trackside observers, many of them very knowledgeable, regarding the speeds and the track records here and how the championship cars would fare compared to the Formula A machines that raced here August 10th. Now, the only real consideration here is the fact that the Formula A cars have the wings fore and aft to keep them to the surface of the track a little better, and they can get through the corners supposedly quicker. But the championship cars have the edge on power, and they sure showed it today. The Al Unser's time was terrific.
Yes, the championship cars are not permitted to use wings. A wing was used once on a championship car in March of 1966, and soon after that a rule was issued that the wings were not eligible for USAC championship racing. They were used in Grand Prix cars until this year. And it was at the Monaco Grand Prix in May of this year that the wings were banned or ruled ineligible or whatever you want to term it during one of the practice sessions of the Monaco Grand Prix. And the drivers had already had one practice session with the wings on, and then the rule, which became effective immediately, was announced, and so they had to take the wings off and qualify all over again without the wings.
All right, Don Davidson, we'll have a very interesting interview with Mario Andretti in just about 1 minute. This broadcast is brought to you by Northland Homes Imported Auto Parts, Northwestern Bell Telephone Company, STP, Minor Ford, and Polaris. And now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Donnybrook Racing Network.